Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this Kathy?
Who's calling?
I'm calling you from Family First. I just wanted you to know that we see that you've been approved with the waiver program.
Yes.
We just wanted to get your caregiver up and running and ready to work, Raina Kilson.
Yes.
So the thing is, she's really like I think we're there already, meaning because you have the waiver, the only thing the agency needs now is that authorization.
I don't, who's Family First?
You've been working with Family First from the beginning. We're the agency that's been helping you get the services.
No, I did those through myself. And Family Services, are they like a agency that supplies the aids and stuff?
Again, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you so well.
Is Family First, is that like an agency that supplies your aids?
We're the agency that's enrolled Raina to be your caregiver. We
Yeah, but
also
how did we get Raina enrolled there? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
She should have had somebody from our team reach out already. She just I'm not I'll be very honest with you. It's not my department, but I believe she has to go through a couple of checks, background checks. Our department takes care of that. I'm looking now to see if she has a case with the onboarding department for the caregiver.
Okay. All
Bear with
right.
me one
Well,
second. Let me see. It's Raina Kilson again, right?
Yes.
And you've chosen her to be the caregiver?
Yes, but I'm still trying to figure out who Family First is. I understand what you're saying, but I'm trying to see where in the process that you all became involved, because there's
Okay.
so many people I spoke with, I don't know.
I understand that. I'm going to answer your question. First off, I'm letting you know that. Okay, I see where the problem is. One second. Okay. So where we come in is we come in many places. Let's say if somebody like you wants services, we help with the enrollment process, help you get all set up. Okay.
But
Now
see,
say
that's what I'm trying to un I they didn't do that. I did it myself. I
right.
call it M Maximus, right?
Yes. So sometimes, like in your case, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm listening
Okay.
to you.
Okay. So sometimes in this case, where the client has done most of the process, where we come in is you do need an agency as an intermediary between you and your insurance because somebody does have to process the payments for Raina. Is she your granddaughter or your daughter?
She's my daughter.
Okay. So somebody has to process, legally
But don't
process the
I get,
payments.
but do I choose what agency I want to go with, or are
Oh,
they just assigned
100%.
to me?
No, 100%. But you do have a case open with us already. And as I'm looking here, it looks like Raina has already started the enrollment process with us. So you can go to another agency. She may have to start the process again with whatever agency she's decided to go with.
Okay, no, I just I you know I'm because there's so many agencies that have called me and have talked said, and I just want to make sure I'm dealing with the right people. So, and because I don't want to, because the person who, if is this, I'm trying to see. I was on the hotline looking for some information. The young lady got on the hotline and was telling me, I forgot her name, Sonia, Sophie, something, and then she directed me to Achaia. That is that Family
Kaya.
First?
Yeah.
Kaya?
Yeah.
Okay, because I never spoke with them. But
Right. I'm
it.
new. I'm new on this case. So Kaya was on your case, so maybe that's why you got confused.
Well, no, Kaya never did anything. I spoke to her one time and I didn't know who she was. Then the young lady that I spoke to on the hotline called me and then introduced me to Kaya. And then I never heard any more from Kaya except like through message. And I've called her several
Wow.
times and she never answered back.
Okay, I hear that.
Okay, no, I just, no, you, I understand. I just wanted to know who this was.
No, I
And if so
understood
now I
you.
understand that's with them. And so, no, I didn't know that that's who I, it was an agency and all. And no, I didn't choose them, but it's okay right now
Yeah.
to start off with them.
Right. Okay, yeah, no, I apologize for that confusion. I see here from the notes the case has been open for quite a few weeks. I apologize
yes.
if there was no clarity there. I'll just tell you, rule of thumb, just always get the name and the number and the place of who's calling you so there's no confusion. I always tell that to my clients. So
well, that's how
you,
I did. That's how I knew Kaya and
right.
the young, and her supervisor. So I did get the name and numbers. They just
right.
somebody dropped the ball, but it wasn't me.
Right. Okay, so my name is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First. I'm your enrollment
okay.
coordinator. My job is to make sure you're fully onboarded with the waiver program and the agency. I have my colleague who's in charge of getting your daughter fully enrolled. I'm looking
yeah,
to
that,
ask
that's what. Let me have her call you, okay? And she
well,
can do all that. She can get all give
is,
you all her.
I'm sorry. We're not. I mean to say, I still have to work with you a little bit. For
okay.
Raina, somebody else is taking care of her part of the enrollment.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Let me just see here. Okay. All right. I'm going to have her coordinator reach out to her to continue her enrollment process.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, your insurance is PA Health and Wellness.
And Aetna?
Your insurance, ma'am. Which insurance do you have?
The Aetna.
Aetna, okay. So what we have to do is we have to reach out to your insurance. Has a service coordinator reached out to you confirming your approval?
Yeah, I got all of that, and they said I was with Keystone. The Maximus put me with Keystone.
And, okay, did they tell you the service coordinator at Keystone? Somebody reached
no.
out to you?
She may have. No one has yet.
Did anybody tell you about our
Someone came out. Someone came out from the enrollment people, Pennsylvania Enrollment or Department of Aging. They came out and approved me. Then they sent it to wherever else it needed to go.
Okay, so that was from the beginning of the process. Now I'm looking here on your eligibility, and it shows me that your waiver is active. So that means
yes, but a gentleman is coming out next week to give me how many hours I'm going to get.
Oh, beautiful. When,
mm-hmm.
What day next week?
I think, well, it's going to be October 13th.
Okay. So let's backtrack here for a second. This assessment is going to tell you how much hours you have. It's an extremely, extremely crucial assessment. They're going to ask you at this assessment, or you may have to tell them what agency you're with. Why is this important? Because they're going to send out that authorization to whoever your agency is. Now,
mm-hmm.
because Raina is enrolled with our agency, in order for us to efficiently and pay her, as you know, get her onboarded with you, clocking in and clocking out and getting her paid right away, that authorization needs to come to us. So you have to remember that the agency is Family First, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, if you don't want the agency, let us know. But
no, that's fine with
me.
That's fine. I just want to deal with one person, and I keep going back and forth to different ones, and I don't know who they are.
Right. So Family First is the agency you're working
no,
with, which
no,
Raina
you.
Is.
What is your name? I want to make sure that I'm only going to deal with you, right?
So, yes. So as for the enrollment process, my name is Shira, by the way. You're only going to be working with me. As soon as your service coordinator, as soon as that authorization hits the agency, you're going to
mm-hmm.
be transferred to your coordinator, who's then
okay.
going to be your long-term, you know, go-to person at the agency, because she's going to be working with you and Raina, making sure your schedules are matching, making sure she's getting paid. And
mm-hmm.
my job is just to get you, you know, fully onboarded with that off. Okay.
And the reason, and another thing I want to say, if I'm not giving out any of my private information because I'm sitting in front of people, because I was at something, it was kind of a bad time for me. And so I don't know, do you need private information from me right now?
I'm sorry, you're asking me if I need some private information from you?
Yes.
Well, I have everything here. I have
okay.
your
okay.
Social Security. I have everything I need. Like I said, this case has been open with us for quite a while. I apologize
yes.
if that wasn't clear to you from the beginning, but no, you've been with us for a minute now.
Okay.
I'm just looking here. Okay. The SC assessment is scheduled You said for the 13th?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see here. Let me just see here. MCO. Okay. All right, so that's basically it. As long as you remember you're with family first and they're going to
okay,
ask you.
Okay, is it
you,
possible
to
text me? Is
yeah,
it possible?
I can go ahead.
Okay, text me the name and your number.
Okay, I'm going to go
okay,
ahead.
Okay,
and
I'll remember that.
You said the 13th is your assessment?
October 13th. I think you
okay.
said between 9 or 12.
All right,
nine
and this
and
is
12.
The service coordinator, correct?
It's a gentleman that's in charge of something else. And he's coming out to, I did an assessment over the phone, and then he's coming out next on the 13th to assess me to see what help I need.
And do you know where he's coming out from? Do you know who he's from?
Acumen or hold on. Amcord?
Not sure what Amcord is. If you would have
it
told
says,
me.
He said he was my service coordinator. And the name of the company was Amcord.
Do you have his number?
Hold on. He said that he was, that like from Parkside, the welfare office that handles the financial part. He said that they asked him to reach out. He's working
right.
like a liaison.
Okay, let's see what this assessment is about. I'm gonna reach out to you on the 13th, hopefully.
You want his phone number?
I
can't remember his name.
I don't need that. I just want to make sure we're heading in the right direction, that the service coordinator really has made an assessment with you to determine your hours. Did he say anything about hours, about determining
your
hours?
Yeah, he said he's coming on the 13th to assess what I need. He asked me over the phone. He asked me a series of questions about my mobility, my food, can I cook, who would I need, da-da-da, and that kind of thing. Was it sometimes, all the time, most of the time? You had to answer those. And then he's coming out on the 13th.
Okay, as long as you remember that the agency is family first, so you can
well,
tell
long
them that.
You're going to text it to me, right? But we don't. You've never heard of Amcord. So that's it. What's up with, do you think that's legit? Because everybody's calling. They don't know what's legit and what's not.
Just trying to think. It may be the company that he's using. It may be from the insurance. I'm not sure.
All right. Okay, we'll see you on 13.
Yeah, we'll see then, okay? We'll be in touch.
Okay. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.